Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And let's talk about some animals.
In Taiwan?
Yeah.
All right. I do know Taiwan is known for the Formosan black bear.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I do like that black bear. I have seen one in the zoo.
Right.
But I don't think there's very many left in the wild. I think they're endangered.
I think so as well.
Yeah. Well,
what about you?
I have definitely seen some snakes in the wild.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, one thing I know about Taiwan snakes, there are many of them, and a lot of them are really dangerous. So, leave them alone if you can.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of times, like, just an easy thing for you to remember, the shape of the head of the snake, if it's a diamond, that means it's venomous, it has poison, get away from them, right?
Okay, good to know.
But I don't know, I'm not a snake expert, so if I see a snake, let's just run away from it.
Doesn't matter what it looks like, I'm just going to get away from it. Another interesting one that I've seen, it's actually Taiwan's national bird. And it's called the blue magpie.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's got this beautiful blue tail on it. And I've only ever seen one, and we were driving in the mountains, and we pulled over because someone saw one in a tree, and we stopped, and we got to check it out.
Aw, lucky you.
Yeah.
So you see, we have a lot of wonderful and really cute animals that are that we can find in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. They were born here, they're from this island.
Right.
And we're going to learn about another animal today called the sika deer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look at our article to learn more.
Okay.
Reading. Saving the Formosan Sika Deer. The Formosan Sika Deer has lived in Taiwan's forests for thousands of years. Humans have a history of interacting with them. Aboriginal people hunted them for food, and the Dutch sold their skins. At one point, they went extinct in the wild, but have made a comeback. Sika deer are a medium-sized animal, native to parts of East Asia. In Taiwan, the average stag is about 155 centimeters long and 98 centimeters tall at the shoulder. Aboriginal people hunted them for food, but did not drastically affect the deer's population. However, in the 17th century, things changed for the sika deer. Many people moved from China to Taiwan then, and the Dutch arrived too. The Dutch East India Company exported millions of sika deer skins to Europe over six decades. During the Qing Dynasty, sika deerskin trade was big business in Taiwan. About 100,000 hides were sent to customers in Japan annually. Most of them were shipped from ports such as Lugang or Deer Harbor in Zhonghua County. After World War II, much of the sika deer's habitat was destroyed by development. Finally, in 1969, the Formosan sika deer became extinct in the wild.
Well, today's article, like Tiffany mentioned, is all about a deer. Mm-hmm. And the article first says, the Formosan sika deer has lived in Taiwan's forests for thousands of years. Now, one thing I think is really interesting is the word Formosa. We mentioned the Formosan black bear, the Formosan sika deer. This is another way of saying beautiful Taiwan. Mm-hmm. It's Portuguese, from when the Portuguese lived here hundreds of years ago. And because it's such a nice name, I think it just stuck.
I think so as well. And I think it's a really, really great touch to Taiwanese history as well. Next in the article, it says, humans have a history of interacting with them, so the deer. Aboriginal people hunted them for food, and the Dutch sold their skins. So remember, quite a few people have been to Taiwan before in the past, the Portuguese and the Dutch. And so we know that this deer, okay, it's native to the island of Taiwan. And we see that we humans have often interacted with them. Now, interact here is our vocabulary word. It's a verb and it means that when you interact with something, it means you talk or you do things with other people. So right now, us talking to you guys, it's also a way of interacting.
That's
because
right.
you listen to us and maybe you might reply us as well. Now, we can use it in a sample sentence like this. The teacher made the students interact with each other by putting them into teams.
Yeah, that's one way to work together, interact. All right, well, some of the people that are interacting with these deer are the Aboriginal people of Taiwan. Now, Aboriginal is an adjective here, and it's used to describe people or things that are related to the first people that lived in a particular area from the earliest times. And as you might know already, there are several Aboriginal tribes in Taiwan, including the Ami and the Atayal people, though there are many more than just those two.
That's right. So Aboriginal is just, in Taiwan we call them 原住民, and then we have different tribes like the Ame tribe and stuff like that. Of course, there's many more that that are in Taiwan.
Right.
Let's continue reading in the article. It says, at one point, they went extinct in the wild, but have made a comeback. Okay, so, you know, at one point, it means at a certain time or during a period of time, there were no sika deer at all. They were extinct, meaning that they were we'll learn about this word later, but then there were no sika deer at all, but luckily they made a comeback.
Right.
All right, so let's learn about what extinct means.
Okay, well, extinct is an adjective, and it means an animal or plant sort of like this, like it's not really used for humans anymore, but it's an extinct animal or plant is one that does not exist anymore. So all the animals or plants that we call extinct, have died out.
So like dinosaurs are extinct.
Exactly.
We do not see them on Earth anymore. No. But lucky for the sika deer, they made a comeback. Or when you make or stage a comeback, this is actually our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break to learn more about what this phrase means.
Great.
Shortcut for you.
Guess what? I got tickets to see Lenny Davis in concert.
Lenny Davis? I thought he was dead. Didn't he stop performing 20 years ago?
Yes, but he's making a comeback.
What do you mean? He has a bad back? Yeah, I kind of believe that.
I'm not talking about his back. To make a comeback means to attempt to become famous or important again.
Alright, so to make a comeback means 东山再起, 再度流行.
You got it! So, do you want to go with me?
To the concert?
Yes!
To see Lenny Davis?
Yes!
I can't, I have plans.
Doing what?
Have you heard of Pokemon playing cards?
Wait, you're staying home to play with them?
Hey, they're making a comeback!
Okay, welcome back. So, luckily, we've learned that though they were extinct in the wild, they have made a comeback. So, we do have sika deer again. Here in the article, it says, sika deer are a medium-sized animal native to parts of East Asia. And, of course, Taiwan is part of East Asia. All right, so we did learn here that they are a medium-sized deer. Now, this adjective medium is used to describe something that is of a middle size, a middle level, or a middle amount. Now, we often see medium when we're shopping. Many styles of clothes come in small, medium, large, extra large, and etc. Now, the sika deer is a medium-sized deer, so it's not really big, but it's not really small either. Here's another example. I cooked these vegetables over a medium heat so they wouldn't burn.
Okay, so not too high, not too low.
Oh, right.
All right, so we learned that the sika deer, they are native to Taiwan. And I used this word before a while ago. Now, native here is an adjective and it means that this thing is born or lives here naturally in a particular place. So plants, flowers, animals, or even people born in a particular place can be called native to that area. Mm-hmm. So that's why sometimes we say, for example, in America, the Native American Indians means that the people there were the first people to live in America, and they were the first people to kind of born and to live there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use native in a sentence. We can say the Formosan black bear is native to Taiwan. It means it was born here, and it's super cute.
It does. It has a little moon on it.
I know.
Yeah, I like that moon. All right, well, let's find out more about what this deer looks like. Here it says, in Taiwan, the average stag is about 155 centimeters long and 98 centimeters tall at the shoulder. So not all of the deers will be exactly this size, but that's the average size of the stag. Now, a stag, this noun, is a fully grown male deer. So when we do the average, we're basically just saying that an adult male deer will be 155 centimeters long and 98 centimeters taller. Those numbers that we mentioned earlier. Yeah.
All right, so let's take a look at our grammar point right here. Now, we can also use length and height to describe certain things, like animals. For length, what we can do is we can add long after centimeters, so centimeters long, such as 20 centimeters long. For height, we can add tall to the end, such as 30 centimeters tall. So let's take a look at our example. So we know that the facts are that the stag is 155 centimeters in length. Now, if we want to describe it, we can say the stag is 155 centimeters long, meaning this way. Also, we can take a look at tall or height. The stag is 98 centimeters in height. Okay, so we're talking about how high it is. And if we want to describe it, we can say the stag is 98 centimeters tall.
Okay, so now we know what the deer looks like. Mm-hmm. Let's find out how people interacted with the deer. Here it says Aboriginal people hunted them for food, but did not drastically affect the deer's population. So what we're saying here is that people were hunting the deer for food, but that didn't really change the number of deer in Taiwan. And we use the word drastically, it's an adverb, to explain this. Now, when something is done drastically, it is done suddenly and extremely. For example, if it's raining one minute and sunny the next minute, you could say the weather changed drastically. So here, what we're saying is that hunting did not change the deer's population very fast or by a lot.
All right, so let's see kind of what happened to these poor deer. It says, however, in the 17th century, things changed for the Sika deer. So, I have a feeling this...
A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people have been coming to Taiwan.
All right, well, if you know your history at all, you'll know that in the 17th century, things changed in Taiwan quite a bit. Here it tells us how. It says many people moved from China to Taiwan then, and the Dutch arrived too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. No wonder so many people were coming to Taiwan. And here, for example, it says the Dutch East India Company exported millions of Sika deer skins to Europe over six decades. Wow. So they exported millions. That means a lot of deer were killed for their skin. Now, we see the vocabulary word export. Export is a verb and it means to send a product or a good to sell in another country.
That's right.
For example, we know Taiwan is famous for mangoes. So Taiwan, they're very delicious. So Taiwan might export mangoes to other countries like Japan or Korea for them to eat.
That's right.
Now, the opposite, if you bring a country brings in products or goods to sell, we call that an import. I-M-P-O-R-T, import. So anything we see in Taiwan that's not from here, like Japanese, American, Canadian, or European snacks, these are all called imports.
That's right.
Now, how can we use export in a sentence? We can say the country makes money from exporting oil to other countries.
Okay. Well, we know that Taiwan does not have a lot of oil naturally.
We have mangoes.
Yeah, we have. Maybe we trade our mangoes for some oil. All right. So we learned about the Dutch East India Company and how they were selling deer skin or sending it So killing the deer and sending the skin to Europe. Mm-hmm. And they were doing this for about 60 years. Now, they weren't the only people doing this. It says here, during the Qing Dynasty, Sika deer skin trade was big business in Taiwan. Okay, in that sentence, we mentioned the Qing Dynasty. Now, here, a dynasty is a period of time when a particular family, in this case, the Qing family, ruled a country. Now, dynasty also refers to the family that rules, including all the fathers, grandfathers, that pass the rule down in the family. Here's dynasty in an example sentence. Jimmy is studying the Han Dynasty in history class.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Poor deer.
Yeah.
So let's learn a little bit more about this trade that happened. Mm-hmm. It says about 100,000 hides were sent to customers in Japan annually. So that means every single year, about 100,000 hides were sent there. Now,
right. When
we talk about the hide or hides, this is just the skin of an animal. Mm-hmm. So it's usually of a large animal too, like a cow or a deer.
Right. And it's usually when you think about a hide, you think about an animal that has a strong skin, like leather, like you see with cows or deer or something like that. All right. Well, we know they're being sent to Japan. Where do they leave from, though? Here in the article, it says most of them were shipped from ports such as Lukang or Deer Harbor in Zhonghua County.
Mm, oh, Lukang. All right. Yeah. There we go.
Sorry about my pronunciation.
It's all right. All right. So that's why it's called that as well, because mm-hmm. a long time ago, a lot of deer were shipped from this harbor.
Right.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
Mm.
All right, next in the article says, after World War II, much of the Sika deer's habitat was destroyed by development. Mm. So, okay, poor things, because there was war as well, a mm-hmm. lot of their habitats, or mm-hmm. basically an animal's home, or the place where an animal or plant grows and lives, this was destroyed by a lot of war and a lot of, you know, things happening in that area.
Right, and when you're, you know, after the war is finished and you're rebuilding the country, you know, you want more industry mm-hmm. to kind of build the country up, and a lot of the forests were destroyed so we could put buildings there and mm-hmm. you know, bring more people in and have bigger cities, this sort of thing. Now, what we did was we destroyed, or not we, but all humans, we destroyed the habitat. Now, this is a verb, and when you destroy something, you damage it so badly that it can't be used or fixed, or so badly that it doesn't even exist anymore. For example, the fire destroyed the whole factory. Nothing was left when the fire was put out.
Uh-oh. Mm. All right, so let's learn a little bit more about the poor deer. It says, finally, in 1969, the Formosan Sika deer became extinct in the wild. Okay,
right.
Oh, poor things, because they kept being killed for things like
for their skin,
mm-hmm. for trade.
Right.
So, of course, naturally, the deer became extinct in 1969.
Right. Now, we did say extinct in the wild, mm-hmm. so this will give you a bit of good news as we go into day two of our article. Because we're just saying extinct in the wild, that means that there were other deer left.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out exactly what happened to those deer in day two of our article. So for now, we're going to go to our For You chat. See you in a minute.
For You chat.
Okay, welcome back to our For You chat. We have a bit of a serious topic talk about today. This question is going to ask your opinion on an issue, and you should tell us why or why you don't believe it. So the question is, should we kill animals for their fur? Why or why not?
I think maybe for people a long time ago, maybe it was necessary for them to kill animals because they needed food and they needed mm-hmm. clothes to survive.
Right.
So I think maybe people a long time ago, like maybe the aboriginals mm-hmm. and, you know, hundreds of years ago, it
right.
was necessary for them to survive. But now, I don't think we need to because we can make fake fur and we have mm-hmm. other things to wear instead of fur.
That's right. So one thing I think about this is, especially in Canada, for the Inuit people. Those are the Aboriginal people who live in the north of Canada, which is really cold. Now, I know that they killed, at least in the past, and some do now, but not as many, they killed the elk or caribou, which is kind of like a very big deer, for their fur, because that's what kept them warm. Right. Now, they didn't have, like, big factories where you can just make warm clothing like we do now. So they needed these animals. And, of course, they didn't just take the skin and then throw them away. They use the animal for food and all that. So I believe that back then, again, yes, it was important. It was necessary to survive. Now, I disagree.
Yeah, I think right now, because we have so many things that we can use and so many things that we can make, that it's not necessary to just kill them for their fur. And like you mentioned, a lot of Native people, our Aborigines, what they do is they kill the animal and they use everything, like their fur, their
Nothing
the meat,
goes to waste.
The bones as well become tools, I remember. So nothing goes to waste when they kill the animal. And I think that's fine.
Yeah, me too.
But nowadays, not so much.
All right. Well, everybody has a different opinion. You guys can talk about your opinion with your classmates and friends, but we have to say goodbye for now.
All right. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Saving the Formosan Sika Deer. The Formosan Sika Deer has lived in Taiwan's forests for thousands of years. Humans have a history of interacting with them. Aboriginal people hunted them for food, and the Dutch sold their skins. At one point, they went extinct in the wild, but have made a comeback. Sika deer are a medium-sized animal, native to parts of East Asia. In Taiwan, the average stag is about 155 centimeters long and 98 centimeters tall at the shoulder. Aboriginal people hunted them for food, but did not drastically affect the deer's population. However, in the 17th century, things changed for the Sika deer. Many people moved from China to Taiwan then, and the Dutch arrived too. The Dutch East India Company exported millions of Sika deer skins to Europe over six decades. During the Qing Dynasty, Sika deerskin trade was big business in Taiwan. About 100,000 hides were sent to customers in Japan annually. Most of them were shipped from ports such as Lugang or Deer Harbor in Zhonghua County. After World War II, much of the Sika deer's habitat was destroyed by development. Finally, in 1969, the Formosan Sika deer became extinct in the wild.
Vocabulary Review. Interact. Don't interact with any of the wild animals in this area. They could be dangerous. Medium. I usually wear shirts and jackets in a medium size when I can find them. Native. The tree is not native to the area. It was brought here from Japan. Export. Taiwan exports many computer chips to companies abroad that use them in electronic items. Dynasty. During the Tang Dynasty, China was the most advanced country in Asia. Destroy. The car was completely destroyed in the crash. There's no way to fix it.